Simona Di Silvestro, Bill, who is one of the very few female supercar drivers and doing an absolutely brilliant job. Simona, welcome to Triple M.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Simona, she's the first full-time female driver in supercars era, of course. So that is a fantastic effort. We've seen you. Well, I've seen a lot of you, but at Bathurst, you had a couple of good, one good round there, and then I think you crashed out in another Bathurst, didn't you?
Yeah, my teammate crashed in the first one, so that was kind of a long weekend a little bit for us. But, you know, that happens sometimes. And last year we did okay. You know, we finished 14th. Which was okay, you know, definitely time to get better this year.
Now, from Switzerland, can you tell us what the name of the town is, please?
Thun. That's where I was born.
That's T-H-U-N, but pronounced Thun.
Yes.
Beautiful.
It is. It looks absolutely magnificent. So how did you come from being a young lady in Thun, Switzerland, to driving V8 supercars in Australia?
Yeah, quite a long story, actually. Actually, racing is banned in Switzerland, which is kind of a bit of a weird thing since 1955. So my dad would take me go-karting in France and just, you know, starting up like that. I did 10 years of go-karting. I started when I was six. So I really loved it. And then I went to America for about 8 years, raced in Indy cars over there. Mm. Had the dream of Formula One, like every race car driver, and tested for Sauber in 2014. And last year I drove Formula E, which is the electric series. And now I'm here in Australia. So it seems like my career is kind of going a little bit all over the globe, but I'm pretty happy to be in supercars now.
Because they're very different forms of racing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Open tire to
stock car
or, you know, whatever you would call the category. So tell us what the differences are.
Well, biggest difference is just, I think the driving style is quite different because, you know, an open wheel car, like a Formula One car, Indy car, there's a lot of downforce. So there's a lot of grip just from the wings and stuff like that, where in the supercar you don't have. And it makes it quite difficult. Also, you know, you're in a close car, the view is different and all that. If you don't have much experience in those type of cars, it takes you a little bit while to understand how to drive the car, because also the braking is much different. It's much longer because you don't have all that downforce helping you.
Yeah.
No, it's good. And I'm just looking at Thun. It's a magnificent town, is it? Reminds me a lot of Geelong, like these beautiful
lakes. Heard.
You've been
to
Geelong?
No, not yet. I've only heard good.
You haven't been to Geelong?
No, I haven't.
It's got the Yu Yangs there. There's
Simona,
the mountains.
It looks nothing like that.
No, it doesn't.
Do you got family back there? Do you ever get back there?
Well, I was actually in Switzerland last week. Geez. Yeah, I just got back yesterday. So I tend to go, not in Thun, because that's where I was born and I only lived there for a little bit. But my parents live close to Geneva and I live in Zurich, technically. So yeah,
you're
I'm
right
back home.
On the border.
Mm-hmm. So how then were you not a downhill skier? Like what was the whole thing about go-kart racing?
I guess my dad was more into cars than skiing, I guess. But it is definitely a thing. I think when I was two, when it was the first time I got on skis. So it's definitely something that we do in Switzerland. But yeah, my dad has a car dealership in Switzerland. So I was always around cars. He was a passionate, like he liked to watch Formula One on TV. Yep. So he kind of got me the bug a little bit. And when I was four, he did a go-kart demonstration on the parking lot at the dealership and saw that and really wanted to try it and couldn't reach the pedals. So I cried the whole day. And he finally gave in at the end of the day and said, okay, if you grow a little, I'll get you your go-kart. So when I was six, finally when it happened. And then I was playing different sport, but racing was always like the coolest thing that I could do and really loved the speed and stuff like that.
So with the test with Sauber, how close did you get to your dream of driving Formula One?
Well, I tested quite a few days, which went well, but in racing, it's a weird sport where you're really dependent on sponsorship, unfortunately. And especially in Formula One, you need quite a big budget. And a lot of smaller teams don't have the budget to give the chance to young drivers. So you have to kind of find the money. And it makes it really difficult. So, it was pretty close, but definitely a little bit just missing a little bit of sponsorship money.
So why is racing banned in Switzerland?
There was a big crash in 1955 at the 24 Hours of Le Mans in France. Yeah. And then as we are in Switzerland, we tend to be, you know, pretty careful and stuff like that. So they banned it, unfortunately. But it's funny because it's closed circuit racing is banned, but like going on the hill, like hill climbed is allowed, which I don't really get because I think it seems way more dangerous to do that.
Wars are also banned in Switzerland.
I'm not sure about Switzerland, Jim, but the flag's a big plus.
Yeah, it is a good one.
We need to get to a break. More with Simona after this on The Rush Hour.
V8 supercar driver Simona Di Silvestro in studio.
Yeah, heading down to Phillip Island, of course. And you were saying off air it's your first look at Phillip Island, yeah?
Yeah, I've watched some videos and things like that. But yeah, this year, everywhere I go, it's just brand new. So, but Phillip Island looks really cool. I remember watching like MotoGP there. Yep. So I think it'll be quite a lot of fun to race there.
What is, because I understand, and I'm no expert by the way, but they've built that track for MotoGP, like it was a bicycle track. Yep. So is that going to affect the way cars go around?
It won't affect it. It's just a little bit different. You know, I think it's a lot of flowy corners, a lot of high speed stuff. So that makes it just, I think, tougher for us cars to, you know, run close to each other. But I think it'll make good racing because the tire degradation is quite big. So yep. I think there'll be a lot of people like playing on strategy, which always makes it cool, you know, because it's not going to be just follow the leader or anything like that. So that'll be really fun.
You've had a couple of crashes this year. Crashed into by James Courtney in Adelaide.
Yeah.
And then last week over in Tassie, you were in that 12 car pileup.
Yeah.
That was a big prank, that one.
It was a big one, yeah. I'm really lucky that nobody really got hurt, but we kind of got the tail end of it, so didn't have much damage to it. But yeah, some cars got really destroyed. Actually, my teammate Rick's was pretty destroyed. So yeah, pretty unfortunate. But in the rain, it's always so difficult because you really can't see. And if something goes wrong, especially there, it's quite narrow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, nowhere to go, really.
And the boys, are they looking after you? Or is it so competitive that they don't really care?
I think they don't really care. You know, I think because at the end of the day, we're all drivers and you try to do the best job you can. But for sure, I think in my career, you know, almost always being the only female, I think you just have to prove yourself, you know, that you belong. And I think as long as you get the results and are competitive, you know, you're accepted like any other drivers.
So, Simona, you're a resident of Melbourne, St Kilda, obviously you live there. You're sitting in your Nissan Maxima or whatever.
Ultima.
You're getting around in. No, I'm talking about just in the on the normal roads, not on the track. And some bonehead tries to come up on the inside and rev his car thinking he's going to get you off the line.
Yeah.
Do you ever just wind the window down and say, you're actually taking on a V8 supercar driver, so I would just wait?
Well, it's funny because on the road, apparently I drive like a grandma. That's what all my friends say. Yeah, it's pretty bad. I don't know why. Because I think I'm too careful. Maybe it's the Swissness, you know, coming out of it. I don't know. But yeah, I kind of tend to just leave the aggressiveness on the track, and whatever, you know, it doesn't really matter on the road, I think.
How is the Nissan? Is it all right?
Yeah, it's good. You know, I think last weekend in Tassie wasn't that great for us, but hopefully, you know, I think Phillip Island is going to suit us a bit more, so hopefully we can have some good results there.
Do you know Roger Federer?
I don't know him, but I hope that next year, you know, I get to meet him now that I live here, you know. There's a big tennis tournament here all the time.
Australian Open. When he comes out for that, surely. Do you go along with the other Swissies?
Well, the few there is, I don't know.
Is there many Swiss in Melbourne?
I don't know.
I don't know.
He's always got a great following at the tournament.
Yeah, well, it's funny, like for such a small country, somehow there's always Swiss people everywhere you go. So it's quite funny.
Who else is famous from Switzerland?
Well, Wawrinka is Swiss as well. So Stan.
Who else other than Stan and Rog?
I don't know. There'd be some other race car drivers, who are driving in Le Mans and stuff like that.
But it's a winter sport thing, isn't it?
Yeah, skiers and all that. Like bobsled, you always can count on us,
Hey, what if, after you've completely dominated supercar racing, is there another form that you're really keen on? Like, I know Mark Webber left Formula One to go and race the Porsches in Europe, which I know is really big. What else appeals to you?
Well, you know, for sure, you know, I think F1 is always a dream that it kind of lures around there. But, you know, I really want to make my career here in supercars. And it's only my first year, you know, I've done like two races so far. So there's still a lot of work. But you never know what happens, you know. But there's people, you know, like Craig Lowndes who are running a long time. So you never know. You know, as long as I'm racing in a competitive car, it doesn't really matter.
You are doing that at the moment. Good luck.
WD-40, Phillip Island 500, Jim.
That's it. Tickets available, tickertech.com.au. Tell us what it is, by the way. You've got two races over the course of the weekend?
Yeah, with two races. So two times 250K, which are two long races, a little bit like Adelaide format, which will be good. Yeah, practice starts on Friday.
Nice.
And one qualifying session before each race.
Good luck with that. And thanks very much for coming by.
Thanks.